I like to open presents, give presents, and find out that I've given someone a dead crab.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Reporter for the Crazy Show. And you know what? I love Christmas. And I can't wait till Christmas. And I can't wait till summer as well, because I get to go to horse camp in the summer. And I'm horse crazy. Okay.
What do you like about Christmas? What's your favorite thing?
Oh, I like to open presents, give presents, and find out that I've given someone a dead crab. I always do that.
You don't.
I do it all every Christmas.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Welcome to the Crazy Show! Boom, boom, ain't it great to be crazy? Boom, boom, ain't it great to be crazy?
That was our anthem.
There's this club at Union for Children's Rights. You have to be under age 18. Now this is good. Union for Children's Rights. People who can join. Can you? Only people who are invited can come. You must have old clothes that you can get dirty. If it is winter, please wear snow pants, winter coats, snow boots, winter hats, gloves. You must pay fee $1. Only 20 lucky people at max can come. This is a club of children who want more rights for what they think is right. Kids rock and kids roll.
Bronwyn Kay, now come down to the floor where we interview. Sit down, my dear lady. Okay, stop making silly noises and just get on to the show.
Tea?
What do you like about Christmas?
I like getting treats and opening presents.
You like to give presents?
Yes.
And as much.
And I don't like to give presents as much.
Sounds very greedy, little kid.
We're getting a kitten for Christmas.
That'll be fun, huh? I can't wait.
Yes, and we love kittens.
Mindy colored kitten.
Uh-huh. We don't know what Mindy colored.
Nobody out there probably knows what Mindy Keller is. We're hoping for either an orange kitten. It has to be a male. So if you see one, we're going to be buying one. Or we can get one for free. If you have any kittens out there, you can contact. Yes, we want a male. It has to be a little kitten. We want it preferably orange or an albino white.
Or in other colors.
Yes, we don't want a tabby. And they have to be very gentle. We want a gentle one. And we want a lazy kitten, and we don't want Siamese or Sphinx.
I'm 7, by the way, because I used to be 6 and still do the Crazy Show.
And now I'm 10 now.
And
this is all coming to you from Madeline Brumman's bedroom.
Yeah, we're nice. We're really nice to kittens and really children.
Like, what do you like about Christmas?
I don't know. I kind of like getting presents, but I like to give them just as much. It's fun. I like to make presents, but I also like to buy them. It's just really expensive, that's all. I like to get cheaper presents, medium, actually. I don't like to get cheap, and I don't like to get expensive. Because expensive I don't have the money for, and cheap I don't want to get cheap things for my friends. If it's my enemy, I might get them some crab shell or potato skins. Did you know that my grandma once did a Secret Santa, and she made works for school, and she worked so hard to make this lace handkerchief, and then Dodo out there gave her potato skins. She was all excited to do the Secret Santa. She made a beautiful handkerchief for somebody, and they gave her potato skins. We repeat, potato skins. This is not a joke. This is serious. Her sister was a very nice sister, luckily, and she gave her a present. Good old sister. That's where sisters come to the rescue. But sisters aren't always so nice as they appear behind the scenes. Give me back my toys! That's my cake! She stole my cake! I didn't get that for you, I got that for her! I like her more! I'm talking to you! Wipe the insolent smirk off your face! Behind the scenes! In December. Christmas time! Tense, excited, and guys! I can't wait to go. We're going
January, February.
And I want to advertise guides, even though if I have not asked, I'm sure they will not mind if I say that guides is a great place to go to. I go, and I'm 10, so I believe you start at the age of 9. My sisters go to Brown's. We're going to be doing quite a lot of things, fun things. We did the, have you ever heard of the Alpine Tower? It's a 50-foot-high tower at McMaster. Well, we went and climbed it. Well, you can imagine, it's very fun. I made it to the top twice on medium. If you're brand new to guides, I suggest easy. Medium is terrifying. We did cookie selling. We're going to be going camping, winter camping. We're going to be doing Dundurn Castle this Saturday. We're doing quite a lot of fun things. And we've already had our enrollment. We've got quite a few badges now. So all
the brownies
in all,
only have the enrollment pin and the, but anyways, who cares?
Yeah. So it's not just getting badges that you have to actually be friends. I've got quite a lot of nice friends there. Quite a lot. And there's patrols. The patrols right now are bluebells, bluebirds, and red roses. And this reporting is Evelina Kay. We're going to have a lot of fun on Christmas, I can assure you. We're having a Christmas party. Onward with Christmas. You know, there's some Calvin and Hobbes, and Calvin's always really, really nervous about Santa not giving him presents if he's bad. They're lying in the snow covered completely. They're just like snowmen, moving snowmen in the snow covered. Coming out of the snow, the sleds lying in the snow, standing straight up. Stars above their heads, they're walking, they march into their house angrily. They're angrily looking at each other. They go to a book and they're like, see, starboard is right, port is left. Okay, so I was wrong. For once in my life, shut up. It appears that when Holmes yelled to Calvin to go to starboard, Calvin probably went to port. And they therefore crashed.
And then everything all went to hell.
What?
And then everything went to hell.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then as Daddy mentioned, everything went to hell.
You mean heaven?
No, hell. Because they're so bad. They didn't die, though. They almost did. Dad says the anticipation of having something is often more fun than actually having it. I think he's crazy. I hate waiting for things. I like to have everything immediately. I can't think of anything I'd rather anticipate than have right away. Can you? Death comes to mind. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why I bothered trying to have a little discussion with you when you're always so morbid. Now that was Bill Watterson, Calvin and Hobbes Treasury by Bill Watterson.
Mm-hmm.
Quite good. I love Calvin and Hobbes. Now we will sing some Christmas carols.
Like what?
And This is a strange and wondrous version of Jingle Bells. Jingle bells.
Batman smiles, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost its wheel, and Joker did ballet. Skiing down a hill, on a pair of broken skis. Over hills we go, crashing into trees.
Boom, boom, boom.
Snow is turning red, I think I'm almost dead. Now I'm in the hospital with stitches in my head.
Oh, jingle bells, Batman smiles, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost its wheel, and Joker did ballet.
Yeah.
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
was a little baby. Oh my Lord, there was a little baby. Oh my Lord, there was a little baby. Oh my Lord, way down in Bethlehem. Way down in Bethlehem. They laid him in a manger. Oh my Lord, they laid him in a manger. Oh my Lord, they laid him in a manger. Oh my Lord, way down in Bethlehem. Way down in Bethlehem. They named the baby Jesus. Oh my Lord, they named the baby Jesus. Oh my Lord, they named the baby Jesus. Oh my Lord, way down in Bethlehem.
Christmas. Huh? Buy Nothing Christmas? Well, what is Buy Nothing Christmas? Buy Nothing Christmas is a national initiative started by Canadian Mennonites who offer a prophetic no to the patterns of overconsumption of middle-class North Americans. They are inviting Christians and others all over Canada to join a movement to decommercialize Christmas and redesign a Christmas lifestyle that is richer in meaning, smaller in impact on the earth, and greater in giving to people less privileged. Oh, and they have this website, Buy Nothing Christmas, which is what I'm reading from. Why buy nothing? Many people have asked me why I'm participating in a Buy Nothing Christmas. I have a short answer and a long answer. The short answer is, after being continuously confronted with stats on the rich and poor and our level of consumption, I had to do something. And because I'm a member of a church, Mennonite, I wanted to see what would happen if we pricked our collective Canadian conscience with a full-page ad in Canadian Mennonite magazine, which was October 2001. It's a whimsical social experiment with a hidden agenda that tends to get heavy and paralyzing. So in keeping with the spirit of our age, amusement and entertainment, I'm trying to keep it light and provocative. My longer answer involves thoughts on faithfulness, authenticity, empowerment, and experimentation. In terms of faithfulness, I have this profound sense that somehow everyone is connected. This is what my intuition tells me. In my studies of Buddhism, I learned the fundamental principle of interdependent co-origination. In my Christian development, I have come to see God everywhere and in all things. So when it comes to Christmas and consumer spending, my faith in God compels me to think of all my brothers and sisters all over the globe, although I'm quick to get caught up in my immediate cares and tend to forget about this. Or I get overwhelmed and do the bare minimum. My participation in Buy Nothing Christmas directs me to a larger spiritual perspective on the season. Okay, and this was written by Aidan Enns. And some people ask these questions. Can I be a part of Buy Nothing Christmas even if I buy a few things? Definitely. We are all going to have to buy some things. When you do buy things, we encourage you to remember principles like buying locally, fairly traded, environmentally friendly packaging, recycling or reusing, buying things at last, and so on. The main aim of this campaign is not to save money, although that can be a side benefit. It's not to slow the pace of Christmas, although that can be a side benefit. It is to challenge our overconsumptive lifestyle and how it affects global disparities and the earth. So, even though you might buy a few things at Christmas, it's important to think in these global economic terms. Buy Nothing Christmas isn't against giving gifts at Christmas. Giving gifts at Christmas is a good thing to do. It's a small reenactment of the incarnation of God's love. Gift given, as we know from other occasions like birthdays and weddings and housewarming, serves as a kind of social glue that keeps us together. It shows affection, thoughtfulness, and love. While gift given is a good thing to do at Christmas, that doesn't mean we have to go overboard at Christmas. They have a page on alternatives. So these are some alternatives to help you celebrate your Buy Nothing Christmas. A handmade recipe book would be a good idea. Books on tape. Maybe producing a video. Adopting a polar bear, someone said. A snow leopard or a giant panda in the name of all my friends and family members. Writing paper. Going to the recycling center. Offering a class. Teaching someone a skill. Fill a basket with homemade goodies.
frame a piece of your artwork, give away a valued possession, make a puppet from a sock, wrap gifts in newspapers, maps, scarves, or interesting clothing, make a calendar with pictures of family members and or scenery, bake your favorite holiday treat and pack in recycled tin, videotape and interview your elderly parents about childhood memories, how they met, and give to siblings or children, compile a list of memoirs and arrange them in a creative way, do something exciting and challenging together, a long walk, bike ride, hike, art of course, knit a stocking, hat, socks, write and illustrate a book for the young people in your life, collect meaningful photos for the gift recipient, make colorful photocopies and create a collage, create a menu of various culinary delights, create coupons for massage, spring cleaning, child minding, manicure, wow, I feel guilty, make handmade soap or candles, make tree ornaments out of old CDs, purchase gifts at a fair trade shop, garage sale or thrift shop, make a birdseed ball, buy a used book and the inside cover explain why you chose the book for that person, plant plants. Time is often a bigger gift than money. Creating coupons that offer free babysitting or house cleaning or neck massage or a special treat can make more than a stocking stuffer. Some families now include sponsoring a child overseas or providing a goat or chickens for a micro-enterprise as a means of teaching their children to reach out to others. Or they can help out at soup kitchen or deliver Christmas hampers together. Write a poem, tell a story, draw a picture, or take a photograph. Give fairly traded coffee, tea, or chocolate. Get beautiful items at garage sales or buy gifts from shops that support artisans in poorer countries. Make your own cards from recycled paper. Avoid commercial wrapping paper, ribbons, bows, and tape, which are not recyclable. And opt for gift bags, tea towels, or nice boxes, which are eco-friendly. In which case, you'd have to start thinking about Christmas long before Christmas, because many of these things take time to make and to get. Alternatives to excessive consumerism.
There's a Monopoly board where our lawn used to grow. The arrows on the sidewalk tell us all where to go. They've led us to a land where the stores never close and the employees are spent like a ghost. The currency cartel's on nobody's side. Commercials for happy solutions to buy. Every want has a price, like every month has a flavor, but this season is stacked in their favor. So we're moving out of Park Place and the hollow railroad sounds, and the Boardwalk Corporation is a barren, wasted town. A reunited family feels the New Year's freedom call, and we can all share in a new reign by buying nothing at all. By buying nothing at all. Our impotent rulers who we voted in can't put their kingdom together again. We've been paying through the nose to serve a king with no clothes, and we wonder who is running this show. Our systems evolved through the roof of a mercantile chessboard. Do you feel like a pawn? Do you feel like a pawn? Do you feel? So we're moving out of Park Place and the hollow railroad sounds. And Boardwalk Corporation is a barren, wasted town. And a reunited family feels the New Year's freedom call. We can all share in a new reign by buying nothing at all. Buying nothing at all.
There's a Monopoly board where our lawn used to grow. But this Christmas time, the stores are all closed. 'Cause we're spending time together. We left our wallets at home. And our joy will rekindle the season's glow. Our new joy will fuel the fire's glow.
Radio Free School on CFMU.
One Saturday, my oldest daughter and I hopped on our bikes and rode to the Dundas Valley. We explored a part of the valley we've never been to before and found a beautiful sight above a creek. We decided to collect birch bark off some fallen branches for use later starting campfires. My fingers were getting cold as we worked, and I suggested we move on to explore further. My 9-year-old daughter burst out with, "No, Daddy, I thought we had all day. This is so much fun." Painstakingly stripping little bits of bark for some future fire was entirely captivating her. These are the moments I treasure. Unplanned, spur-of-the-moment, no-big-deal stuff. Certainly not an event that translates into big wows later in the retelling, especially in a culture so addicted to spectacles. In an increasingly burdensome holiday infrastructure featuring multiple wreaths, big trees, evergreen boughs, fancy wrapping paper, strings of lights inside and outside, specialty ornaments, and of course, frequent or extensive trips to the mall. I'll admit it. I want a way out of the experience foisted upon us in such a monumental way each year. I feel like I'm being bullied to participate. But by what? By whom? The entire North American culture of capitalism? Christianity gone bad? My family and friends? By Santa? Help! How far this reflex gift-giving, receiving ritual is from the meaning of a true gift. Consider this. A gift is pure when it is given from the heart to the right person at the right time and at the right place, and when we expect nothing in return. Bhagavad Gita. The meaning here is so counter to the compulsive, consumerist clockwork that it is completely devastating in its inherent critique. Giving becomes a spiritual, temporal convergence, a metaphysical mall, if you will, an event that may only unite in perfect harmony once in a lifetime. You can't stock a big box store based on that kind of thinking. Do we need Gita-like purity in our gift-giving? I don't know. But putting aside the reality of sweatshops, slave labor, and poor environmental practices lurking behind the label on many consumer goods, what I do know is I don't like to be pressured into participating on cue, forced to spend time, money, and energy to fuel the marketplace in order to fulfill someone else's, even loved ones, equally manipulated expectations. I've heard so many people say, and I'm one of them, that it's the opportunity to get together with friends and family that makes the season. Lots of people are escaping the Christmas train and getting back to the basics. It's clear that this Christmas fire isn't giving off any heat for me, but I do have a bit of birch bark in my coat pocket if you want to share it sometime.
If I hear another Christmas song, I really think I'm gonna have to go outside and have another drink. I mean, there probably was a time when these festivities were pure, but now when they say silent night, I thank God, I wish it were, I wish it were a silent night. Dare I say, sir, shut out your Christmas light. I'd love to see the real star of Bethlehem, or meet just one of these supposed wise men. But don't pretend that this whole gaudy showcase is for them.
Does anyone remember when the soldiers came along in their flowing robes, acting as if they were God and everybody else was Joe? They took away our ceremony, took away our law. They took and then made crooked almost everything they saw. They took their name from an extinguished flame, who they could kill, but who they could not tame. And now we're supposed to go out and buy more stuff, and that'll be enough to bring us peace on earth and all. Stuff. So if I hear another Christmas song, I really think I'm gonna have to hurt someone. You better call my shrew. At last you think that this is just a case of someone lacking in good cheer. Imagine how you'd feel if every single year you had to hear this stupid song ringing in your ear for the whole month long. Yeah, then you might start to show some sympathy for those who feel like me and think that we would rather not cut down the Christmas tree.
The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.